wake up. Hey! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Can anybody hear me?
Hi, I'm Sophie.
Hi, I'm Paul. And we are
SP Film Viewers.
So as promised, we're going to be covering a 1998 film.
I forgot about that. That's,
obviously, the way that the films this month have fallen kind of makes sense to kind of sort of go with a semi-theme, as it were. And obviously ask the patrons this time, two films that neither of us have seen. A bit tricky to find things that I thought would make for good conversation, really. You know, things that, like, well, they're the films, but they're not really, like, say, groundbreaking or, like, influential in the public eye, I suppose, like, that have, you know, or, yeah, things that just didn't really stand out as, like, oh, that's something I've wanted to see for a while kind of thing, whereas these two films were than they were. Dark City and Run, Lola, Run, and Dark City 1.
I don't know either. So, I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't know if, out of what the patrons have picked, if which one would have been better. I've never heard of any of them.
Run, Lola, Run, I've got on my shelf as a 4K. It's part of a box set.
Oh, is it that 30 years thing?
Yeah, the big silver one that's over in the corner. So it's got like a whole bunch of films in it.
To be fair, sorry to the patrons, I think Run, Lola, Run seems more enticing than Dark City, like from a title perspective.
Right.
I want to know why Lola is running.
Right. And Dark City is a film I've got rare occasions where I've got as a purchased film on like a digital library. I don't know when I did that though. That's the thing. All I know, it must have been a while back because it was when Google Play Store had like access to movies and stuff. Now it's all moved to YouTube.
How did you know you even had it there?
I don't know, it's just been something in the back of my mind, like that. I don't know, seeing it on posts or something, or like about Dark City and or videos and stuff about it, and going, oh yeah, I've got that somewhere, I know I have, and knowing that it was like I did purchase it or on the cheap or something, maybe it was on discount or something, but because it's not one of those ones that are easily readily available to buy on disc. I think it's like imports and
oh, so you can't get a 4K version of it?
Not that I know of. There is. Right. I don't think the Blu-ray is quite expensive. I think it's one of those ones, those oddities.
Criterion.
No, it's not. So that's my sort of only history with the
film.
Bought
it a while ago, and then it's like
right, okay, it'll be time to put it on the list, so hopefully the people who've picked out for us have chosen right with what we're going to cover. But
we shall see.
So, but of course, I shall read what the synopsis is, so I'll give a background.
Okay, I'm listening.
A man struggles with memories of his past, which include a wife he cannot remember and a nightmarish world no one else ever seems to wake up from.
Sounds awful.
So,
imagine you not being able to remember me.
No, how will they?
What peace and quiet you would have. And also, like, what was the last bit? The city that...
And a nightmarish world no one else ever seems to wake up from. So that's quite vague, isn't it? As to what?
Why don't I wake up? Or nobody else seems to wake up from? That don't make sense to me. I don't know what that means.
Hopefully the film answers those questions.
How long is it? I feel like this is not an every time question asked. How long is it?
The film is 1 hour 40 on here, but I'm pretty sure the one I've got, I don't know if that's like a director's cut or something, it's like 1:50.
extra 10 minutes
footage or something. So
it doesn't look great.
I mean, it looks very dark from the covers, doesn't it? So we're seeing the pictures on the tablet here. And it's like, yeah. So it's sci-fi thriller. It's categorized as.
Why have they picked it? I don't like any sci-fi stuff. And you know I don't like thrillery stuff. Is it?
Well, would you say it's more action?
I guess.
Well, the sci-fi elements to it doesn't mean, but it's doesn't not necessarily like... mean sci-fi doesn't necessarily mean up in space.
I always just think of Star Wars. Huh. So you're saying sci-fi means Men in Black are sci-fi?
Yeah, of course it does.
Well, I like that.
There you go then.
I just think of Star Wars. And
yeah, that's not like science fiction is like anything that's like futuristic, like that could be in the world, but technology and stuff that's like biotic arms and stuff. That's kind of like science robots and things. That's classed as science fiction.
Science fiction. Or Johnny Five.
Well, yeah. Theoretically. Yeah.
Okay, maybe I do like science fiction then.
Well, there we go. That's something very quick there. Right, well, we shall return with our thoughts on Dark City.
Think about the past much, Frank?
How much is the next guy?
See, I've been trying to remember things. Clearly remember things from my past. But the more I try to think back, the more it all starts to unravel. None of it seems real. It's like I've just been dreaming this life, and when I finally wake up, I'll be somebody else. Somebody totally different.
And we're back.
Why are you doing it like that?
The Dr. Schreber, or whatever he was called.
Doing that really well. Don't stop speaking to me like that.
Yeah, so we're back from watching the film, and that's one of the things I've picked up from.
I didn't understand what you were doing. You really threw me off. I'm like, why are you talking like that? You mean weird.
I thought you would have picked up on it from...
This film. I don't know.
Where to start?
No, I don't know where to start. And I don't know if I really liked it. I feel like...
Well, truth be told, I don't know if I truly liked it either. Because as we were going through the film, I was thinking more and more on the fact that this seems a lot like The Matrix, which I kind of joked about before when about the science fiction thing. And
But I like The Matrix. I don't think I like this. So to compare it to The Matrix seems a bit strange to me.
And even I had to go like, what times did the two come out? Mm. And this was a year before The Matrix came out.
So doesn't mean they didn't have the same idea at the same time and somebody's just copycat them beforehand.
What, you mean the directors of Matrix stole themes from Dark City, you mean? Or
could it be that they both had the idea in the pipeline?
I think they were both in production. I know that I had to do a bit of research on this thing, because I'm thinking there must be, like, someone's got to have talked about this. And
maybe they've had discussions about the films, and someone, the Dark City's gone, oh, blah blah's going to be doing a film called The Matrix, let's get ours out first before they do. Lower budget, clearly.
Mm, yeah, definitely lower budget, yeah.
So not as much time spent in production, probably, getting it out. So The Matrix probably took longer and did a better job.
I think I'd definitely say there's better direction in The Matrix, isn't there? And I feel that feels a lot more stylish and...
Yes. And I think Neo, you feel for as a character, you really do kind of care for him. John, I don't know how I feel, like, does he actually love his wife? It seems a bit of a weird relationship with everyone he's got. And I don't know, I don't really feel that connection there. And
I think that's only partly down to the fact that what this film is about, as I see it, is kind of the memories are kind of constantly being wiped
discombobulated.
And so you never truly know, like, what is real as, like, who are we as people, I suppose. And so you don't never truly know, because we sometimes think that as well, don't we? Like, in this philosophical sense of, oh, why do we think, or like, feel like we've been here before, or why do we like this kind of thing of, like, oh, why do I like this piece of music or this type of food or whatever.
Yeah, but I always think of it as a different aspect. I don't feel like aliens are just giving me different memories in my brain.
Swapping.
I feel like, for me, that when I have that moment, I feel like it's more to do with your soul.
Soul.
And I feel like...
they bring up in this as well, you know.
So I'd feel like it's more a connection of a memory that you've had in a past life or something like that. Like, let's say, I don't know, I feel like reincarnation, where you come back and you have to learn again and again,
mm-hmm,
until you've redeemed yourself or prove that you can go to the pearly white gates. I don't know if that is true. You know, people die and then they get reborn. Like, it's like, they always say that, don't they? Like, one person dies, a new life's coming, mm-hmm, into the world.
Mm-hmm. But that's clearly not what this is
about. No, it's not. But I just on about memories, that's how I would terminate it. And I think this is like brainwashing more, manipulating weird ass aliens.
For some sort of social experiment, they seem to be.
I still don't really know what their aim is. They're saying that they're going to die and they're going to get extinct or whatever, but why?
That is something that they don't explain, which kind of annoys me a little bit. There's no conclusion with that. They just say we're going extinct. But
so they need to have more of a human brain or connection.
The soul, as they mention in the film, but like, there's no like a physical thing where you go, oh, there's my soul there to,
well,
for you
even...
to take.
Really, are they? Let's be honest. They're the figures with the black coats and everything like that. It's just something sitting in their brain. The rest of it is not even there, is it?
It's just a host, isn't it, really? Yeah,
yeah.
Like the people that from whatever, I say, like, say, planet or wherever they've come from.
I don't even know where they're from. And I think that's a bit that's frustrating. Like, nothing's really explained. And I know we've been in several other films, like, for example, if you watch The Big Lebowski, you know, sometimes they don't have to be as black and white and explained. But I feel like if you're going to give me an alien and whole new entity of a world and everything like that, I'd kind of want to understand what that's about,
mm-hmm,
and why, what is their motive? Like, I can get on board if I understand why they're doing something, but just saying, oh, half-assed, they're going to be extinct. Like, at least The Matrix has a reason, like, in some form or capacity. Yeah, it's not great, but there is, like, a meaning, and I think the story of The Matrix is just more coherent. You understand it. It is a bit brain trippy, don't get me wrong, and you reassess your life and think, well, shit, am I just in
reality of that.
Yeah. Whereas this is just like, well, do I ever go to sleep? Does somebody in the middle of the night probe me every night and change my memory? Me. It's like, it's a bit disturbing when you think about it.
Yeah, it's definitely more disturbing in that sense. I mean, it's called Dark City and it very much feels that way.
God, everything. A pop of colour would have been nice eventually. Like, I don't know, I thought at the end, would there be...
Well, there was at the end, if you think about it.
Yeah, but...
But that's obviously breaking through that of manipulating that to make, you know, this elusive shell beach that...
But it's not actually there, it's not actually real. He's just got the aliens, like, power to make that illusion there for Anne. Or Emma, whoever she is, because she's... I don't get that. Like, why are you changing her whole identity and brainwashing her? Why do they do that to... Is that to hurt John at the end?
Well, partially, yeah. But we don't know how they pick and choose who they want to distort and transform.
If they want to come and just inject my head and give me loads of money like they did that one household and made their house bigger and renovated, and yeah, I'm fine with that.
But then in the same breath, they're like, oh, well, you've had your day's life of luxury, let's say. Obviously, there's no real concept of time, is there, really, in a sense, because it's always dark, so you never really know when.
I could not handle that. I would be, like, so depressed, because it's like, you need at least a little bit of daylight. Mm-hmm. The fact that they're so brainwashed that they don't even realise, well, the sun hasn't come up today, you know.
But yeah, there's a lot of that going on in the film. Like, oh, I remember going to Shell Beach. It's, which way do you get to it? It's like, because it's been rainwashed so many times, and, you know, like, memories are scrubbed, and it's so distorted in the brains of, like, well, yeah, what actually do I remember of myself?
Really. Well, we established at the end as well that they can't go to Shell Beach because wherever they did live from...
assume Earth, let's say.
But wherever, what city or wherever they've taken them from, they're literally on a planet somewhere in space.
Like a spaceship.
Yeah, I don't know. I think performance-wise, it's really good. There is kind of some form of aspect to it.
It's definitely got that noir thriller element to it.
Which I do love. I think I associate it more with Roger Rabbit. There's obviously John's wife, Emma, at the time.
Yeah.
She's clearly got the Jessica Rabbit hair, to have a bit of a figure, and she's a singer.
Yeah, yeah, in the jazz club type of thing. And we even have that these aliens, or what they're called, Strangers or something. Something like that they're called, I think. And most of the guys in the, when they got the black coats, trench coats, and the hat on, they very much look like Judge Doom from...
Yeah, they do.
So you can't deny that almost like inspiration element to it as
definitely
well.
Roger Rabbit came before this,
didn't
it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%, yeah.
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 So, obviously, the LA Noir kind of vibe I do like when the inspector like kind of is around and such, and reminds me of is it L.A. Noir?
It's L.A. Noir, yeah.
Yeah,
but obviously that was set in post World War II.
But I just really appreciate that kind of aspect, and I think it reminded me of playing the game when he was like looking for clues and such around. So yeah, some parts are really solid.
Mm-hmm.
I did struggle though, like watching it all, and I think it's very dark. It's very brain trippy, but not in a good way. Like the Matrix makes you think of the whole universe in a different outlook and a different aspect, and you think, well, it's kind of like is it Yes Man? Not Yes Man. Truman Show.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that as well. Like the what's an illusion? You like you like whole life's a lie type of thing, or like controlled, manipulated in a way that suits everybody else in a sense, or these strangers, as it were, for what real purpose other than just to try and kind of figure out the human psyche or something. I don't know. Like the fact that John Murdoch is, he wakes up in the bathtub and he's like, oh, well, where am I? And he's like, oh, he's murdered, or it makes it look like he's murdered. And it's like, is that to prompt him to see if, oh, will he continue to be a murderer? Like, because it's distilled in him, or is he going to like break the cycle? But I think that's kind of done in a way, obviously, the fact that he saves a fish. Just simply like, oh, he knocks it over and says, oh, I'll save that. And it's like the detective comes in and goes, well, this is very unusual for a killer to be that, if you know, if he wouldn't give, wouldn't care about any living being if he was that way inclined to kill.
And I think you could go two ways about it.
Hmm.
You could think, well, a fish has not done anything wrong. Whereas obviously he's targeting at the moment, it's a bit like
prostitutes and
stuff.
Yeah.
So you've got like Jack the Ripper, is it?
Well,
so, like, why does it have to be women are always naked and, oh, it's a prostitute, so they're going to have to be, you know, tarnished.
Easy targets, I suppose.
I'm sorry, men sleep around and pay for prostitutes. Why aren't we killing them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just saying. Never see a male prostitute either.
I don't think it's as glamorous, is it?
I don't think prostitution is glamorous, but...
No, but... You get
what
we're saying.
Well, what if a woman wants to get some and she can't? Like, I feel like it's double standards, but I guess men need it more than a woman does. So maybe that's why. But yet again, it's just like stereotypicalized, and it sounds awful. Oh, you're a murderer, so you've got to kill pretty women. It's just this cliche standard that's just.
That happens, throughout. Even in, say, the 20s and...
Well, even every film that we watched, like a slasher film, it's the same principle. Even if it's somebody's having sex with, or like underage sex, so like they've got to die.
Yeah,
you know, it's the same thing, isn't it? But I think the aliens are trying to understand, but I don't think they really are. I think sometimes they're just playing cruel tricks on them just to see what happens, just because they're in control. Mm-hmm. Do you know what they remind me of?
Other than Judge Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sketsies.
Right. In what way?
They all come together and do the with the teeth.
Well, I mean, the Skeksis didn't do that in the Dark Crystal, but they came together for the purpose with the get
that
light
room,
from the
though.
Yeah, where they
with the head,
the clock opens. Yeah, from the head. Yeah, big head piece. Yeah,
and then they're like, oh. the weird names they've got for people and the connections and all hand and head and knees and toes or whatever else they are.
Yeah, which I said to you, like, I said, Mr. Hand, and I'm thinking, is that the, like, the little puppet from, like, South Park? And it's actually Mr. Hat, but I'm surprised, I wouldn't be surprised if there was someone called Mr. Hat in amongst all those people.
Really imaginative names.
Yeah.
It's like they've just learned what these things are and they've decided to call themselves it.
Yeah. Not like Mr. Pink and Mr. Blonde.
At least you understand.
At Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah. But you understand why they're doing that, to protect themselves, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like, you can
it's better than, hey, Glabor or something like that, kind of like some
noisy. Glabor.
Easy, difficult name to remember. It's just, because they, I don't know, they just, I guess if they're an alien species and they're just learning about humans, like,
language
and stuff, like, oh, just call them by things that are everyday objects or that kind of thing, just to simplify things a bit, I guess.
And I feel like, going back to the Dark Crystal,
yeah,
like the essence, so it's like draining them from the essence, but this time they're importing something into them, so it's like the scientific kind of aspect behind it, of the, oh, we have to put...
Okay.
And even like when they've got John in the end and they've got him on that thing and the power of the person versus
but
them.
Although, to be fair, as much as I love the Dark Crystal, when you said before about, oh, the Dark City doesn't explain, like, where they came from or what's the, you know, why they're going extinct, neither does the Dark Crystal, really. But it kind of just says, oh, there's a bit of, like...
It does, but it doesn't, because...
Exposition at the start, like, oh, two new races appeared, thing, and now they're a dying breed. Why are they dying off?
Kind of true.
Thing. It doesn't...
But I feel like you do get some aspect with both of them, and you do get the history a little bit more than this. This is just like, oh, there's some aliens. There is...
Where at the same time, like, I love it, Chris, because there's, like, I, even from the age, sort of, that I want to know more about. Obviously, it was very hard to get hold of any information at that point, but that was there's bundles of information about the lore of it now.
But is there, for this, like, is there a reason and rhyme?
Honestly, it very rarely comes up, like, as a thing of discussion, where, as sad as it is, like, the Matrix has done, like, way more... And it's obviously influenced a lot of pop culture with obviously like the slow motion bullet time thing and been parodied in like Shrek and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But sadly, that got a bit too big for its boots and did like multiple sequels. I haven't even finished that, the latest one that came out a couple of years ago, Revolutions or whatever it was called, Resolute, something like that, where it was like sort of a reset of Neo and... Yeah, they kind of just, like, lost the way a bit with getting...
Not meaning this in a daft way. I think everything that gets a bit too big for its boots, like Marvel, for example, it should have finished at Endgame. Like, let's be honest. It shouldn't have carried on after that. But then they get greedy and think, oh, and it's just the same like Disney, for example, where they have to make live versions of things. Like, The Little Mermaid, did that need to be made? Probably not. Did it need to be, like, The Lion King remade into real life?
Definitely
not. So it's just greed of the production and the producers. Mm. And I'm so grateful that they didn't do this again, because there might be a cult for it, but I just don't think I'm part of it.
Yeah, like a cult... this is a cult classic, do you mean? Yeah.
And I just don't think I'm joining it.
I feel like it probably is, but I don't... I certainly don't know anybody's gone, oh, Dark City's, like, super amazing kind of... thing, like, oh, you have to see it kind of thing. It's something that I've been interested in to know, like, what it's all about, but I didn't really go into it going, oh, this is kind of like the Matrix. I went in kind of was completely blind, really, to it, other than the fact that it's like a noir type of film. So, okay, I do like those films. So,
and the camera work in it, for example, cinematography within it is beautiful, and the lighting on some aspects. So, like, for example, when you have John first in the bath and it's swinging in the light back and forth, the colour of the tiles, like dark green, and just the contrast and everything with the lighting, it's brilliant. It's like,
can't fault it for that. Yeah,
but there's some aspects when it's just a bit too dark as well, and you're just like, I get that you're wanting to show that it never gets light, but at the same time, I'm not seeing much here, and you're losing a lot of depth and texture within your cinematography as well. So it's a bit... Some shots are great, and others are a bit like, it's just not... And then the flashing at the end as well, it's like...
Yeah, I can
if anyone has like epileptic fits, I feel like this might be, you know, like if you're easily triggered, it could cause something. I feel like there should be a warning because I've got sensitive eyes to flashing. I've noticed that as I get older. Mm-hmm. And it was just like this bright white light
kept going on. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just not enjoying this anymore. Yeah.
Up to that point as well, before you might not have been, but
there's
like,
oh. I did struggle and I don't know why I struggled. It felt like one of those, like when we watched The Good, the Bad and the Ugly.
Now, who's bringing that up now?
Me. Because I was like, I need to sit here and continue. And I didn't want to break off this time. I was just like, let's just get this done. And I was really like, I don't know why, I'm just not gelling with it. And I've noticed there is a thing for me with that.
Yeah.
We've recently watched One Day on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And I realised we pretty much watched like four episodes in one go, which is probably the equivalent of a two-hour film.
Yeah.
And did I care? Did I want to move? No, I wanted to know.
Because it kept you gripped with like, what's the outcome going to be like with that?
Yeah, people just don't watch the last two episodes and then you'll be fine. But yeah, I think that's what it is. And I think I just wasn't hooked. Like, I don't know what I needed to feel hooked. But I think that's why it felt hard work for me. Because it's not my attention span, clearly. If I'm passionate about something and I'm intrigued, like, for example, Singing in the Rain or Sound of Music.
Yeah.
That's a long film. But I'm happily and fully invested. I can sit there all day and not move. Whereas this was like...
I know what you're getting at, but though I wasn't like the same as quite the same as you with like just like oh God, it's over with type of thing. I was intrigued, and I found like the time did go by quite quickly as well. Like especially when I did have to go, I seriously need a toilet to go for a wee. It was like halfway through the film. So, oh, okay, right.
I was hoping we were further along. I was like
I thought we were like maybe half. 30 minutes in or something like that, I don't know.
Really? But I was hoping we'd done an hour and a half at that point, and then realised we've got an extra 50 minutes.
Although, to be fair, I think that was good to like sort of like step away, just refresh, just, you know, relieve yourself, get a cuppa, come back to it, and sit down and finish it.
Yeah.
But
if we weren't doing this for this podcast...
Yeah, you'd be like, no, I'm not interested, let's turn it off. Is that what you're going to say?
I'm more going to ask you, would you want to continue? Would it be something like, if you were just doing it in your own time?
I think that's probably maybe a reason why I didn't like... It's been sort of like sat in the back of my mind with it, shoved away on a digital format, not like something that's been sitting on the shelf, which maybe day-to-day as such, like, oh, looking on the shelves, going, oh, yeah, there's... Although, to be fair, that could be said for some of the films on there. It's like, I will get to you at some point. But this one is definitely on in the recesses of the computer, in a way, or you know, online, the cloud, whatever you want to call it, and it being like a thing of, yeah, I don't know when I'll get round to it, but in the context of doing it for the podcast, I'm glad we did cover it and sort of like to have this open discussion about what what we thought about it, because truth be told, I don't know if I would have gone like it has been like a passable thing to have just. Have seen really, and without going into like doing a bit of research after the fact of going like, okay, well, why does this feel like so much like The Matrix in a way, and obviously being a year apart from one another and all that kind of stuff, it feel like there's and Tripodol, like looking at what people's reactions to like the critics thing, and see, so it's fairly positive really in the way that's like it being a sort of like certainly in the way that the story better written. And the acting is much more superior than what The Matrix has to offer. Like, you know, Keanu Reeves is a bit like, whoa, that kind of
I
stuff.
Like Neo.
But, in that, but...
And I don't know who the...
Morpheus.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, come on. Like, you're just so connected to some of the characters you are.
Yeah, but that's probably because it's, again, so instilled in pop culture. Obviously, gave the trend of, like, cyberpunk... thing with obviously like the glasses and the leather trench coats and everything, and that was a whole thing of that the early 2000s. Everyone was like, oh, this is super cool kind of thing, and it just had a lot more of a resounding impact on the world, I say, on everybody, like when that came out, that was like the big thing. And
it was, and I feel like the red and the blue pill would be like, if you said that,
it's still
to somebody,
still meme to death now.
Yeah, yeah. People know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think this has that.
No, I can't even really think of something where, like, you know, a quote or anything that would be like really stand out as like, oh yeah, meme that as a thing to do.
Only the chitter chatter
thing. One of the guys are like, now stop this now or something. He said, I can't even remember what the line was. He said something and you were like, oh, that sounds a weird delivery.
I say that?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember. A lot of it was bizarre to me, to be fair. Even like John, I know obviously he's discombobulated, like he's got lots of memories in, he's not believing anybody, mm-hmm. and he doesn't know what's true or fake, and you can kind of sympathise a little, but at the same time, he doesn't know who he is. So, mm-hmm. but then everyone else
he's
is the same.
Find himself, yeah.
And it's just
but
like,
he's the only one that's sort of woken up, really. And obviously, when the stranger's trying to do like the sleep now, and you know, that wave of the hand, and you know, or when
reminds me of like drowsy
or something like that, yeah. But he's immune to it, really, and he's also got that sort of like psychic wave.
I was just
power.
Gonna say that, yeah, like Psyduck, like when you get into a point of where everything's too much and you're gonna go kaboom. And
well, I made that joke at the end, like when there's like that battle, is like a psychic blast battle, and it's like who's got the most powerful, like. Going on.
But I even thought it, which I don't know if this means obviously how strong our marriage is, or if it's just, I was like, just trying to make myself feel a bit happier about what I were watching. Like, I can kind of appreciate it for the part of the story, but then I just, would I come back to it and rewatch it? That's like something I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Like, is this something that you would be like, right, I've seen it later on?
No, for me, I say it's always tricky sometimes with these ones that I haven't seen as well, because like if I don't know a full context of obviously something from the first watch and I'm going sort of blind like I did,
you were really blindsided.
Then yeah, it's kind of like, am I missing the mark? That missing the point of this, really? So without me doing further digging, it's a more like a philosophical thing of, are we are who we think we are, that kind of thing. You know, like what our memories get confused as we've sort of been talking about.
Forgetful. Like, people are going to forget certain parts, or if it's a negative memory, you might subdue it down, or you might hype it up because your emotions were more raw.
Yeah.
So you could feel like, oh, someone said this and it was even worse than what it was.
Yeah, you're misremembering stuff.
Yeah. And I think sometimes you can make it a lie. Yeah. Like, you could even make a lie a truth, depending on how much you want to believe it.
Yeah. But to answer your question, it's not that's a one and done type of thing. At least I've got the means to have access to it whenever I want, I suppose, really. Literally watching on the tablet or the TV or whatever, and not have to, say, like, load the disc up or wherever. And, like, wherever I'm about, if I've got the internet, I've decided, oh, let's maybe reevaluate this film, really. Now we know what I know now, and gets, like, another level of appreciation for maybe the storyline and things like that.
Can you watch it on your own then, or with somebody else? That's not me. That's okay.
So I would, I would probably see it again, but for a first viewing, it certainly didn't, like, it was just hard to look past the whole Matrix comparison thing, which I don't know if is very fair, really, judging by what other people like on Reddit and stuff are like saying about it. It's like, oh, well, see, I don't see the comparison, but I think Dark City's a lot better than the Matrix.
The Matrix really actually, kind of like Shutter Island, made me a little bit trippy. And I think it worked in a good way of reflecting and looking at life in a complete different manner.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Truman Show, where you could see that, we could
the
government could be lying to us. Or even, Paul, you're going to be so proud of me, like the Simpsons movie.
Right, okay. Go on, explain.
Where they're on that dome and they don't realise that they can't get out. You know, and that it's been government controlled and everything. And spider pigs there.
Okay. I thought, in a way, you were going to say, because I obviously thought this as well, which is from an episode of The Simpsons.
No, I can't do episodes. I don't watch them as vividly as you do.
Mr. Burns wants to block out the sun, because he's obviously so greedy and he wants to control. It's one of the episodes where he's like gets the oil he steals the oil from the school, and he's obviously getting millions from that, but in his mind, he wants to take it a step further and block out the sun so that everyone's paying energy prices just to live in the darkness all the time.
That's awful.
So perpetual twilight all the time. So it's, in a way, that's kind of like what this city is, because obviously, like, everyone's, like, you know, street lamps are on all the time, powered to the buildings and stuff, and just to be, but...
It is, but I don't...
But they're not doing it for a monetary value.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the difference. Yeah. And do these people actually even get paid, like, or, I don't know, like, what do they eat?
On the payroll. Like, no, I don't think so.
You don't ever see them eat, none of them.
No.
Don't see them drink.
You mean the strangers, these aliens?
No, the actual humans.
Well, that couple who were like the poor were eating in the middle of a meal, and then the clock struck 12, and then faces in the food,
but then
and then
it's like,
they got
how
changed.
Did they get the food? Where did they get the food from? If you're already in midnight, how is food growing? If you're an alien, where does that come from? Are they importing it over? Is it normal food, or is it actually fake?
It'll probably just be like gruel stuff, like they would in, let's say, like the Matrix, where they're not even eating like normal food, like we are doing, like a steak and stuff.
Well, I don't know. Just don't know. Just don't know. And then obviously John's got some form of superpowers, but then you don't really like refine them or understand how they work, or it's more to do with emotion and any kind of physical connection that way. And even at the end, when the way it ends, it's a bit...
Yeah, he just creates like, well, I'm stuck with this thing, so I'll maybe just make the best of it with a fake world that with my wife again and...
It's not his wife yet, is it? Because she's called somebody else now. But wouldn't you have preferred maybe, like, them, I don't know, figuring a way off the planet?
But I don't know how that would work exactly. Like, get a little spaceship and go, then where? Because they don't know where they are, do they? It's not like, oh, Earth's that way, let's go.
Well, I'm sure they could figure it out.
Who's they?
All the humans are way outnumber the aliens.
But, again, it's the... You've got to believe me kind of scenario, isn't it? It's like, they're not going to understand that the fact there's these white-faced things who are injecting fake memories into
them. Also, I don't understand the time. Like, is it always 12 o'clock at night, or is it 12... Like, when do they stop the time? And how is time actually moving, or is it moving completely different? Is it, like, one day?
Yeah, the concept.
Or, I don't know. Just a lot of questions I just feel like I'm never going to get answered. I know... Obviously, one of our patrons, Jonesy, he was like, yeah, watch Dark City. Mm. And it's like, and I can kind of see why he would like it. Mm-hmm. It's like that kind of dark undertone thing that kind of I could see him appreciating. And I feel like if he was on here, maybe he'd be giving us a little bit more of a kick up the bum going, oh, well, there's this reason. And I'd be like, maybe. But I just feel a little bit lacklustred with it. I'm not in love. And I don't know what would have made me fall in love with it, but I just don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, can't really say myself what that would be. Maybe it's a fact of something that I should have seen a long while ago.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe when I was younger, it would have had more of a sort of more impact. But at this point in my life, it's a bit like, well, it's... There's other films I would definitely, like, rewatch instead of this and get more from. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get you.
That's to throw shade on what they've done with the film, because... Obviously, there's still a lot of hard work involved in making this world, as it were. But it's just like there's a lot of unanswered questions, unfortunately. But I don't think it would necessarily be like, oh, let's not say they couldn't make a sequel now, because there's films that are way old and they decide to let's just churn one out now for the sake of it. So Dark City 2 is going to come out anytime soon. But yeah. What else to say, really, other than the fact I did look up the director, Alex Proyas, and the only things that I know him I've seen one of them anyway, is I, Robot. Have you seen the Will Smith film?
I remember it being out, but I haven't seen it.
Saw that the family were down in London. I went, like, across from where we were staying, it's like, oh, big cinema, like, I just want to go see it by myself.
Didn't take your brother?
He was too young at that point. Oh. He was really young.
Meanie. Smuggle him in.
And The Crow, which I haven't seen. But I think that's a cool classic. I don't know, like, I'm trying to think of from when I saw iRobot all those years ago. maybe once on when I did DVD of it, but obviously that's more, that's a science fiction film as well, and I feel like that's sort of, maybe, I remember sort of like playing with the idea of like identity, because the robot is, doesn't really know what he is, and was he a murderer or not, that kind of thing, but...
I get you. Obviously, we've got some good potential, like, strong lead actors and actresses. So, John is...
Yeah, so John Murdoch is played by Rufus Sewell, who...
Which was annoying, because I kept on going to you, he looks familiar, he looks familiar, and it wasn't until this morning that you got to tell me what I knew him from.
Is from The Holiday. I said to you, like, oh...
Kate Winslet's boss
in that film. That
leads her on.
Yeah.
And you've got Emma?
Yeah, Jennifer Connelly, who I said to you, the very vastly contrasting age difference from Labyrinth, when she was really young, and then, like, Top Gun Maverick when she's
a little bit older. Yeah.
Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland, who was played the Doctor in that.
He
did a good performance. Obviously, like I say, they got that sort of, like, unique, thought, like, sort of stutter when he was talking, or, like, slow delivery lines.
She did that really well.
It's not that difficult, is it, really?
I don't know. Probably for me it would be.
Go on, try. Say a sentence in like that.
Say a sentence like that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Not that hard.
You still do it better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he did. I feel like he was kind of, like, working for whatever they're called.
Yeah. The strangers, yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, helped John, so he had, like, good morals and such within it, even though he looked like he wasn't a good person.
Yeah, he obviously looked shady as all hell, yeah. But one of those, yeah, like, whatever benefits him at the time, really. I think it's all, like, just to heel turn.
I think also he wanted to not really work for them. I think he was working in fear of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So you
to keep
see...
him alive. To not have his mind manipulated.
Even though he did. Like, they still brainwashed him of all his memories. They just kept his scientific...
Yeah, intelligence.
Yeah. The other guy with the other inspector, what's the circles about? Like, he's, like, obviously gone insane and he kills himself in front of the train because he just can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And he knows that there's something happening and no one's believing him.
Yeah, yeah.
But all these circles, like, that he's drawing the circles... There's something to do with a fingerprint with circles, there's circles on the, all the women's bodies. Yet again, unless it's like a, you know, when an alien comes and there's a crop circle, that's all I can kind of attach it to.
Well, circles, I mean, you normally have, like, sort of like the hypnotising thing, isn't it? Like, you know, when you're spinning a...
You're watching too much Pokemon again.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just meaning, you know, like, on those spirally things, like, look into the thing and it's that kind of thing. So
like
under
hypnosis.
A spell. Yeah. Of that, I guess. Maybe there's something with that.
Maybe. I think it's one of those films that gives you quite a bit, but actually leaves you, like, a little bit baffled. Or personally for me, it does anyways. And can I be asked, wanting to know more? No. Like, The Matrix left me baffled, but in a good way, of how you deem life.
I know we haven't tackled those sequels, films, but is that meaning that you would just, like, oh, let's see what they have to offer, or...
Matrix?
Yes.
I've seen one.
I know that, but there's Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah.
And stuff, but...
From the one that I saw.
Right.
I would say yes, but I don't know if I'm...
Might have asked that question before, but...
Digging my heels in, possibly, and regretting it later.
Yeah, yeah.
But from what the first one I've seen, I'd be like, well, yes, it's good. I'd score that higher than this.
Speaking of scores, then, might as well get to that.
You go first, because...
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. Neither one of us has seen it. Jones is going to be like, oof. Does it mean that your score won't change in the future?
No, I know, it's not. You should preface that, really, with these things sometimes. Like, yeah, just it's more just off the initial watch.
Yeah.
Really. And I thought about it, like, with this saying, it's like, it's not a complete write-off. With it, never see it again type of thing. It's like, I can't stomach watching this ever again. So it's not that. There's definitely intrigue, but I just feel like I didn't truly get what the mass appeal is to have it rated so high or put on this sort of pedestal, really. Really, and so, like, I can't overlook, I've said this about a million times already, well, the comparison to Matrix is too strong at this point for me to not, and I would 100% like prefer to watch the Matrix over this. So, all that being said, I'm going to go with a 7. Because, say, there's other production which I did know that a lot of the sets and stuff were borrowed for the Matrix. They've sort of reused that.
All right.
So there is some, like, there is actually some connection there between the two, if nothing else. Like, some of the set design and stuff was used to think, because they thought, oh, that'd be good to use. But the fact, I say, like, the writing was stronger and there was better acting involved. For, obviously, it needs to for a noir film to give that intrigue and stuff. But I just, some of the way that the direction of the film was, I feel like poorly executed, and the ending was a bit.
Yeah, I agree.
Really, at the end of the day. So, what are you going to give for the film?
Agree with all your points. Definitely all valid. I think for me, just because of the watch time and just not fully appreciating everything I was watching, I found it challenging and a struggle. I feel like no film should feel that way. Like, a film should be appreciated in whatever emotions it gives you after the fact. This emotion that I got was, I'm glad it ended. I wasn't that really scared me, but I really appreciated this part part.
Yeah.
I don't think I would watch it again. It's not my favourite
film. No, I suspected as much.
And I wouldn't even, probably when we do this at the end of the year.
Yeah, you'll be like, well, yeah. I know you will be like, yeah, you'll like this film. You'll be like, I've forgotten.
What? I will generally.
My memory's been wiped.
I will generally forget it. And that's not great. Yeah,
that's not great, no.
And I will be like, oh, what's Dark City again? And I know it will happen. Because it will be that, like, kind of self-important to me that it will just get trashed in my...
Yeah. Bin, yeah.
So, with all that said, and the fact that it's that impactful to me, not taking away the acting, noir, the camera angles, and the cinema photography, it's going to be a 5.
That's fair enough. I expected it was going to be something of that, if not maybe even lower necessarily, but... I say, like, we do obviously appreciate the work that's gone into the film. It's not like absolute, like, oh, this looks trash.
No. And I think there's lots of great parts. Lots, I think it's just storyline that lets it down. Damn. I think that's the disappointing part. It's like the story is just weak in comparisons to the whole kind of cinematography and acting skills and the LA noir I love. But the story behind it's just a bit...
Yeah, it doesn't clip.
Discombobulated. And people could say, well, that's because people are getting the brainwashed. And it's like, yeah, I get it. But if it was just something... There's
more rhyme and reason behind some of the actions that were put down and explained a bit more, I think. In some capacity that would sort of make things a bit more structured.
Yeah.
And clearer. Then, yeah.
So we have it. We're all done.
Yep, that's it for March. We've had no monster films. Yes. I was desperately trying to find something that was going to be something that was like...
You're awful.
But to be fair, it would have been a hell of a lot easier had we done it if it's something that I had seen and you had not. Like, there would have been something. So it's like...
Stop watching loads of films then. Making it hard for yourself.
Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode. And if you would like to check out some of our other episodes, you can do so by going to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and wherever else you get your podcasts from. And as always, be sure to leave us a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, and wherever else they do the scoring system.
And if you want to follow us on social media, find us under the handle SP_filmviewers on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, and go follow us and like us and watch all his content on there. There you go. Do that now.
And we'd also like to thank the patrons, of course.
I'm not sure if I do.
Well, obviously, thank you for your input, at the very least. Sorry if we didn't, you know, give the film very much high praise in a sense, but we do appreciate it all the same, because, you know, obviously it opens our minds up a little bit to...
Or maybe not. It opens your mind, bless you, at least, not mine.
Yeah. To films that might not have got round to seeing all, like, given a push, really, yeah. to see things. So we do appreciate it, of course. And if you would like to have the chance to vote for a movie once a month and give you a shout-out every single episode, as we're about to do in a moment, then all you need to do is go to patreon.com/SPFilmviewers and simply donate £1 or $1.50 a month for those perks, and it would be very much appreciated, of course. So, our Patreon family, as we have it at the moment, include Mark from 100 Things We Learned From Film, Nico from the Good, the Bad, Weird podcast, and Ben from Film Vloggers.
So I don't know if we should be saying Film Vloggers anymore, sadly. Well, I don't know if that's going to be coming back, but they are back.
In some capacity, yes. Ben is on a new, well, he's on Instagram under a new platform. Push Pull Health, isn't it? Is it Push? Is Push
Push Pull? I'm sure it is.
Or Fitness, yeah.
And I don't know. I'm really enjoying seeing them back.
Well, hearing their voices,
hearing the voices, even seeing them as well, which is really brave. It's something we haven't delved into
just yet. But
yeah, I'll be like Fiona in my pajamas, like. But no, definitely go and check them out. I think it's one of those things where if you want to just be fitter, healthier, feeling stronger, feeling better about yourself, then here's your guy. Mm-hmm. And Fiona backs you up on why you don't want to. Some days you just can't be asked, and that's okay.
Yeah, so I'll put some links in the show notes as well for you to find him on there. So we also have close friends who are Gren, who is at cgren_draw on Instagram, Alex under the handle desperately seeking username on Instagram, and Jonesy, who is at weightlossjonesy on Instagram.
We then also got their lovely partners. So we've got M, who is on Instagram under the handle M_Hayton. And then we've got Shani, who's also on Instagram, and I have to say this really quickly, under the handle SDORGY.
Yay.
And then lastly, but not least, my mum.
So that's everybody we've got so far. So as I say, we'd really like it if you join the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be great to have some more people to cast their votes.
Yeah, maybe this vote would have gone differently if we'd have had more people. No, I really appreciate all our patrons. They're amazing. And I think we've got a lovely little tight community. Yeah. So, coming into April, have we got anything lined up for a guest?
We do have a special guest, yes. That's already in the pipeline.
Anime is in May, so
yep.
Is it just April is normal?
April is normal. There's no theme this time.
Okay.
So there's nothing like, oh yeah, unless I accidentally go, well, another Oops, month.
Stumbled into a theme.
Yeah. So nothing like that, yeah. So, yep, next time is obviously going to be something I've seen, but you haven't. So I need to look through the list and see what I want to go for.
Make it good.
Do my best.
Okay.
So thank you very much for listening once again, and we will speak to you next time.
Speak to you next time.
Bye now.
Bye.
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 Bye.